USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A UN source says at least a dozen people affiliated with the United Nations were among those killed in the crash of an Ethiopian Airlines jet near Addis Ababa. Authorities say 157 people were killed when the Boeing 737 MAX 8 crashed shortly after takeoff on the flight to Nairobi, where a UN conference is being held. The BBC's Tom Burritt says this is the second major crash involving this particular model.
There's no doubt the crash of one of these aircraft off the coast of Indonesia back in October has raised uncomfortable questions, because what's believed to have happened there is that an automatic computer system on board the plane, which is supposed to prevent it from stalling, received incorrect data from a sensor on the plane and caused it to nosedive. Now, that nosedive was supposed to prevent the stall. In reality, it put it into the sea.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump's top economist is brushing off concerns about rising budget deficits and slowing economic growth in advance of the Monday release of the president's 2020 budget. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox News Sunday the president's budget creates a steady path toward lower federal spending and federal borrowing as a share of the nation's economy.
We believe the 3% growth rate of 2018 will continue in 2019 and beyond 2020 and so forth. I think the other element is always to limit spending, and the president is proposing roughly a 5% across-the-board reduction in domestic spending.
Another alleged sexual abuse tape has surfaced, which appears to show singer R. Kelly with underage girls. Gary Dennis says he found an old VHS tape and was surprised.
He was engaging with these children in sexual abusive acts.
Kelly faces 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
U.S.-backed forces directed airstrikes on the remnants of the Islamic State in Syria. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Even though U.S.-backed forces have retaken 100% of the territory once claimed by ISIS, National Security Advisor John Bolton tells ABC this week the threat of the Islamic State will persist.
The president has been, I think, as clear can be, when he talks about the defeat of the ISIS territorial caliphate. He has never said that the elimination of the territorial caliphate means the end of ISIS in toto. We know that's not the case. We know right now that there are ISIS fighters scattered still around Syria and Iraq, and that ISIS itself is growing in other parts of the world. The ISIS threat will remain.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A new report on wildfires shows one state is dominating the data. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
California had the worst wildfire year of any state in the nation in 2018, and it was the worst wildfire year in California's state history as well. That's according to the annual Wildland Fire Summary by the federal government's National Interagency Coordination Center. Some 1.8 million acres burned in California, approximately 23,000 structures destroyed, and that includes the deadliest wildfire in California history, as the Camp Fire killed 85 people. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.